You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Reporting some crimes in San Luis Obispo has moved online. The city's police department has rolled out a new web tool for reporting nonviolent crimes. But as KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, it might also be sharing your personal data.
Say you leave your car door unlocked. Someone breaks in, rifles through your glove box, and steals your favorite pair of sunglasses or iPad. The new Citizens Online Reporting Tool is where you will go if you want to report it in San Luis Obispo. Even if you call non-emergency dispatch, they will likely send you to the website moving forward. The web tool files reports and photos for what we'll call light crime, theft under $950, vandalism, abandoned vehicles, a parked car, hit and run. Also, it's where you would file a report if you lose your phone. What the web tool won't file is vandalism that's a hate crime or gang-related, firearm theft, bodily harm, or any serious crime. San Luis Obispo police say the tool will make reporting some crimes easier for the public, and easier on them too. SLO PD says it's seen a spike in calls for service over the past few years, and the new tool will free up some time for more street patrolling. The software is called Cop Logic, and it's owned by LexisNexis. That's the company that pioneered putting research documents online. SLO PD says hundreds of U.S. law enforcement agencies use the tool, close to half of them in California. LexisNexis has several other law enforcement and public safety products that are used by more than 5,000 agencies. Meaning, there are ways to use that data. For CopLogic's automobile accident reporting tool, cities can track where the worst traffic intersections are for crashes. And then there's data sharing. LexisNexis's privacy policy states they may use your data for targeted ads and even sweepstakes invitations. It also shares data with a company that the New York Times reports collects police information, sells it to insurance companies, and then kicks back a cut to cities. And the American Civil Liberties Union has raised concerns about what CopLogic stores and for how long. KCBX News reached out to the San Luis Obispo Police Department, which didn't have answers about how it would use the data. The city attorney couldn't be reached in time for this report, but a city staff member who helped customize the platform said they would get back to us. So in the meantime, reporting some crimes in San Luis Obispo may be easier, but maybe not private. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.